Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, October 25th, National Greasy Food Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, the Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, we shared an item on the 10 best high school bands in Texas. Ask for your nominations. Leanne DeVega says the Commerce High School Tiger Band. Of course. Thanks, Leanne. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, iguanas have three eyes. Birthdays, born October 25th, 1881, Pablo Picasso. Cousin Minnie Pearl, born this day in 1912. Retired basketball coach Bobby Knight is 75 today. 59 years old today.
Eat my shorts.
The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. Katy Perry is 32. This day in history, in 1415, during the Hundred Years' War between England and France, Henry V, the young king of England, leads his forces to victory at the Battle of Agincourt in northern France. The legendary event inspired one of Shakespeare's most stirring speeches in his play, Henry V, spoken here by Kenneth Branagh.
And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
On this day in 1983, President Ronald Reagan orders the Marines to invade the South American nation of Grenada and rescue 1,000 Americans being held hostage by the Marxist government there.
Sam Rayburn once said that freedom is not something a nation can work for once and win forever. He said it's like an insurance policy. Its premiums must be kept up to date. In order to keep it, we have to keep working for it and sacrificing for it just as long as we live.
On the KETR events calendar, Tailored Rides Equine Assisted Therapy in Paris is planning a frightfully good time this Halloween. Come by Friday or Saturday night, October 28th and 29th, between 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. for a tour of the haunted grounds at Waybap Farm on County Road 42, 520. For more information, see the events calendar at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Pablo Picasso, whose birthday was October 25th. Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote a really interesting article here recently that has, I think, great interest all over Northeast Texas, but in particular here in Commerce. And this is about Etta Booth Mayo.
Yes.
Who was the wife of Professor Mayo.
Right.
The founder
of the college.
The founder of what is now Texas A&M.
Yes.
Commerce.
William Leonidas.
Yeah,
which is where the Leo comes from, lion. And this was, he was born during the Greek Revival, and this was the perfect name for a young man at that time. He was older than Etta, and her name was Henrietta, but they called her Etta.
I see. I wonder how many people here know that the lion mascot came from his name, Leonidas, William Leonidas Mayo.
I assume that since I know it, everybody else knows.
And that sounds familiar, but it's been a long time since I've heard that story, and it's a great little piece of trivia. Okay, so Etta Booth Mayo, what did she do?
She was a music teacher. He hired her here. And then married her. His wife, first wife, had died. They had, I think, three or four children. But she was a very staunch woman's rights, even before women got the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think she died just about the time the vote came in. You know, women were allowed to vote.
Mm.
She was very headstrong. And the story you're talking about, why she had responsibility for this six or eight Boy Scouts, I have never figured out. But she took the Boy Scouts and her two daughters, and they walked over to Greenville to the North Texas Fair.
Short little hike.
15-mile
jaunt.
Yeah. Then it was so much fun that they decided to continue walking. And they were taking nature hikes, but they had blankets and cooking utensils. And so when they felt like going to bed, they stopped wherever they were and camped out. And I don't know where the food came from. They certainly didn't have those new coolers.
Sure.
But anyhow, they did. They went through Wiley and over in that direction. They didn't go through what's now Rockwall. They ended up in downtown Dallas. And the two girls, one was 11 and the other one was 14. The 14-year-old had on a pair of Boy Scout pants. And this was against the law in Texas for women to dress as if they were a man. If they were lived on the farm or something, and my grandmother did this, we have photographs of her in men's pants on a horse. But that was different. You were working. But if you were trying to imitate a man, you could go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Well, this parole officer discovered the young Miss Mayo and nearly had a fit. He threatened to throw her in jail. And she had been to some kind of a conference in Washington, D.C., a youth conference. And it was okay for women to wear pants there. And so she was just very insulted. And
now, this was Etta Booth Mayo who was wearing the pants, or the young girl?
The young girl.
Yeah, 11 years old.
14.
14.
Yeah.
And this hike took place at what time of year?
August.
Yeah. Hot time of year.
Hot time of year. And, you know, they didn't have the knapsacks. And I don't know how they got the – I don't know whether they took pack horses. I don't know.
And how long did it take to get from Commerce to Dallas?
And back, about a week.
Wow, that's moving pretty good if they made that.
Well, they didn't tarry long in Dallas.
I guess not.
Because the older daughter didn't have a dress to put on.
Right, well, so they hightailed it out of Dallas.
Right.
Upon the threat of being jailed.
Yes.
Of prison time, basically. That is quite a story.
It is.
And so they hiked all the way back to
here,
Commerce.
Yes. And Etta Mayo was just a fantastic woman. I would like to know more about her.
You said that she was much younger than Professor
yes.
Mayo.
Yes.
But died not too long after he died.
He died just, I mean, hours after the news came that the Texas was going, State of Texas Higher Education Board had taken over Mayo College.
Yes.
And so he never really knew that. But she died within 18 months, leaving these children. You know, that's another thing I wonder, what happened to the children? Were they as interested in women's rights as she was?
Well, there's a project for you.
Yes, yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.